Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. I am your host, Paul White, and today on the podcast for the 18th of January, we continue on into the book of Zechariah. I'm in chapter 1, and I want to cover today verses 7 through at least 11, down into 12 or 13. And as I said before, we're not planning on spending quite as much time on the verse-to-verse as much as we are story-to-story until we get into the passages that are distinctly New Covenant related. Not every passage is distinctly New Covenant related, because you need to remember that you are dealing with a writer writing to a people who are bound to a place in time. And much of the prophecy that he is giving them has to do with things that are in their very foreseeable future. From time to time, you do see things that get tossed out deeper into the future, further into the future. As we said a few days ago, things like the sword smiting the shepherd and the sheep scattering, Jesus will pick that up in Matthew. So we know those things are fulfilled in the New Covenant, or the New Testament at least. But sometimes you have things that are very time-bound. I want to read this entire story, which takes up five verses, and I might sneak in another verse after that for context, and show you one of those time-bound moments, but show you how we, from a New Testament lens, can benefit from understanding these time-bound prophecies. Zechariah chapter 1, verse 7, on the 24th day of the 11th month, which is the month Shebat. By the way, Shebat is the Chaldean, which shows you that Zechariah is very influenced by the foreign literature and speech of the day. He uses the Chaldean pronunciation. In the second year of Darius, the word of the Lord came to Zechariah, son of Berechiah, the son of Iddo the prophet. I saw by night, and behold, a man riding on a red horse, and it stood among the myrtle trees in the hollow, and behind him were horses, red, speckled, and white. Then I said, my Lord, what are these? So the angel who talked with me said to me, I will show you what they are. And the man who stood among the myrtle trees answered and said, these are the ones whom the Lord has sent to walk to and fro throughout the earth. So they answered the angel of the Lord who stood among the myrtle trees and said, we have walked to and fro throughout the earth, and behold, all the earth is resting quietly, or literally, all the earth is sitting and quiet. Now, one of the first things you might recognize that is familiar to a New Testament reader is the sound of this phrase from Zechariah chapter 1, verse 8, I saw by night, and behold, a man riding on a red horse. For those of you who have spent any time in the book of Revelation, and it's hard to find a modern-day Christian who hasn't spent at least a little bit of time in the book of Revelation, whether they were spending time there for futurist eschatology or fulfilled eschatology, or spending time there to try and figure out what's going on in the world. There's, I guess, 100 reasons why we might be there. We've seen what we often refer to as the four horsemen of the apocalypse. I think that phrase, that term, has been a bit hijacked by Hollywood. The Bible doesn't say these are the four horsemen of the apocalypse, but it does tell us that the book of Revelation is an unveiling of Jesus, the apocalypto of Jesus. And then the Lamb opens up seals, and we see riders on horses going out into the earth. What does Zechariah 1 have to do with that? Here's the true answer. Maybe nothing, other than when you see things like the horsemen in Revelation, you can now realize this was not brand new to the reader. It might feel brand new to you, like, what's this horse business? We got riders on different colored horses, but that kind of imagery was familiar to Israel. It meant something to them, and it meant to them God was on horses, and it spoke to them from a sort of military standpoint, but it spoke to them of a judgment to be exacted, because there was no greater war machine known on the planet than a horse. And so here's the writers in Revelation 6, and here's a rider in Zechariah 1 riding on a red horse, and behind him are other riders riding three different colored horses, red, speckled, and white. To me, it makes sense, and most Bible scholars agree with this, that the speckled is a mixture of the red and the white. That's why there are three patterns, red, speckled, white. You could consider red on one end, white on the other end, speckled in the middle of the spectrum. And so it represents, or it could, I love to say could, because who am I? And I think we, for too long, assumed that we always had all of these automatic answers. I don't know that that's wise. But we can assume that when the writer is asked what's going on, and we're told these go around the earth to see what's going on, and the earth is lying quiet and still, that these are emissaries or messengers of the Lord. It would even seem that the rider of the first red horse is the Lord himself. This isn't a dream, this is a vision, something Zechariah sees, to show that the earth is calm and quiet. Zechariah asks a question. The angel of the Lord answers in verse 12 and says, O Lord of hosts, how long will you not have mercy on Jerusalem and on the cities of Judah against which you were angry these 70 years? And the Lord answered the angel who talked to me with good and comforting words. And I'll get into those good and comforting words tomorrow. But I want to make sure we see that in Zechariah chapter 1, different possible responses of God to the condition of the earth, the red, the speckled, and the white, we can't know for sure exactly what they all mean. In the book of Revelation, chapter 6, the white is the conqueror, going forth to conquer. The red is war, going forth and people die upon the planet. But in Revelation 6, these are in relation to an eschatological end, the end of an age or an era, and Christ exacting the very days of vengeance that was promised in the book of Luke upon the Mosaic system. In Zechariah, these horses represent an end. The prophet even asked, the angel asked, when shall these things end? And God's going to begin to give comforting words. So I think you can take what you see in Zechariah, realizing that it was dealing with Israel of that day, coming back from Babylonian captivity, wanting to see the mercy of God, and God shows them that that mercy is available. When Revelation takes up the horse vision imagery, and God gives that to John the Revelator, it's not new information to Jews. It means God's going to exact something in the earth. And that's what those horses were. They're not literal horses that come flying out of heaven with different colors and all of the things that sometimes get, we sort of hijack these stories into these literal things, but they were images that God has within his power, all of these things, the red, the speckled, and the white. There's a bit of the mixture of it. We're still dealing with a time-bound people in a time-bound place, and that would help us to understand that. Tomorrow, we'll talk about the comfort that the Lord gives to Zion, and I'm going to start to head towards the end of the first chapter. Then there's another vision Zechariah gets at the end of chapter 1. Don't worry, we get into some decidedly new covenant prophetic stuff coming up in just a little bit. I'll see you tomorrow. God bless.